All right, what's going on, everybody? I'm Brandon.
And I'm Steve.
And we are
Two Beards and a Mic.
All righty. It's been about almost 2 weeks since we posted. That's kind of my fault. I was on vacation last week, which was amazing. But had a bunch of shit going on around the house, you know, since you couldn't go anywhere.
Yep.
But, yeah, my house was in a bit of a state of disarray, painting and removing popcorn ceilings. But have you ever had to do that? You ever had to?
No, I don't. I've never had
popcorn ceiling. First of all, I hate the design. I don't know what the fuck they were thinking in the '80s with that shit.
Yeah, I've had them, but I've never had to see them taken down.
Such a mess. Fucking, you spray it, you let it soak, you scrape it, and then after all that, then you gotta go back and sand it, and the amount of dust that comes off the ceiling. I bet. Oh my god. So yeah, that's what I did last week. You know, the first half of the week, but you know, did all that in the first half of the week, so could relax the second half, you know?
Must have been nice,
Enjoy a little bit of the vacation.
And then you get back to work.
And then you get back to work, which was a fucking crazy week.
Yeah, it's honestly way busier than it should be.
I leave 1 week, and all of a sudden, we're fucking back to balls to the wall.
Yeah, it's crazy how many people are buying appliances at this time.
Well, I mean, all that extra money.
Yeah, it's just kind of crazy.
Find a place to spend it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to renovate your house, because apparently you got so much money during a pandemic, but everybody's complaining that they don't have money.
Yeah.
But they're renovating their kitchens and shit, and they're buying stuff that I don't feel like would be deemed essential at this point in time. But
hey, you know what, though? For now, it's keeping us working.
Yeah, I mean, kept us busy. So.
For now. But yeah, that's... You've heard about that, right? Of course you have, you know, about the warehouse at work.
Oh, they're running real low on stuff.
Your dad works in there, so he's probably told you more than what I've heard. But
yeah, I mean, I haven't heard much. I know that all the stores have been talking about how they're running low on everything, and now the warehouse finally told us, hey, like, we can drive through aisles and shit. Which is crazy to think that, because that place is always stocked. It's huge.
Huge warehouse. Usually getting 15, 20 inbound trucks a day down to getting 5 and 6.
Yeah.
It's crazy to see how much less stock they're taking in because of this whole thing. I think a lot of it's because, you know, we're not getting a lot of stuff in from China, but...
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, Whirlpool and stuff were closed down for a little bit. I don't know if they're open now or not. I don't know where they even ship from. I'm pretty sure it ships from China.
Yeah.
I don't know how much business we're doing with China at the current moment.
Right. For, you know, obvious reasons. But, yeah, it's, you know, so for now we're working, but you kind of get that feeling that who knows what's going to happen. Now I feel like it's more of an uncertainty for us.
Yeah, and for us, it's we run out of stuff. We actually ran out of work. We didn't get shut down or anything.
Shut down, yeah. We ran out of work, literally. But, yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of what's going on in the work life for us right now.
Yeah, yep.
But, you know, on an out-of-work life, you know, a little, you know, work hard, play a little harder.
Yep.
I feel like we had a nice little... friends get together this past weekend.
Yeah, it was nice. We kept ourselves our limits
to what
Rhode Island
offered. Yep.
Everybody for the first phase that they're doing.
Phase one reopen.
Yeah, which is nice. You know, drank a little bit.
Yeah.
Somehow got out of cooking. Our buddy Dave cooked for us.
Thank you, Dave.
That was nice.
That was
because I hate cooking for parties like that because I just feel like I don't enjoy the party enough.
Oh yeah.
I like to enjoy the party. Maybe a little too much, according to my wife.
I second that. But, yeah, you know.
You know, it was nice. Everybody get together, bullshitting, having fun.
Yeah. It definitely seemed like it was something that everybody who showed up needed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Which was nice, you know. It was good to actually have some human interaction besides, like, our stores and us.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, just a normal, like, couple people you actually see all the time.
Yeah. You know, people we were hanging out with before everything went to shit.
Yeah, obviously we're hanging out. We're together all the time now, and our wives are like basically best friends, I would say. So they're always hanging out.
Yeah, so safe to say.
It's nice to just have a couple more people kind of different conversation, see what they're doing. You know, what are you doing during this whole goddamn thing? You know, we got a couple friends whose wives are actually out of work. And they're not doing anything work related. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not saying you're not doing anything, ladies. Yeah, I'm just saying,
you know, you're not working.
Yeah. They're not in the workforce at the moment.
Right.
But you know, it was just nice to get everybody together.
It was nice. We kind of, if anybody, you know, listened to our first podcast, my wife's birthday was, geez, a month and a half ago, almost 2 months ago now.
Yeah.
And, it was nice. It was actually, you know, Steve had the idea of you know, trying to make it like a little surprise birthday party for my wife, which fucking somehow managed to stay under wraps this time.
Yeah, it was thankfully.
But so that was nice. She was really happy with that. She was surprised. You know, it's when you know, you see your friends put in, you know, the effort that went into it, you know, she really appreciated that from you guys.
Yeah, I mean, 30 only happens once. And after everybody said they didn't want to come, it kind of got me in that mode where I'm like, well, why have a babysitter tonight? Nobody's going to be there. It's not going to be like a party.
Yeah.
Which was selfish because Katie deserved to have a little bit of fun that night, which I'm sure she did. You guys had, you made mixed drinks.
I made margaritas drinks. And fajitas and stuff. We had a nice little night.
So, you know, I was just like, at that point, you know, I did have conversations with other people too, other than you. And I was like, you know, I want to do a party because our other buddy had his birthday was this month.
Yep.
And he's going to try to take the credit for this. But, you know, I'm the one that was like, hey, we're going to do this at my house. I made the secret group. I wanted to make sure everybody kept it a secret so Katie could be surprised on it, which was nice. But I mean, I did name the chat, don't tell Katie, just so every time it popped up,
people would know.
We had one person that would know. She knows who she is, but that's okay.
She shall not be named.
She listens. I think she listens to the podcast.
Sometimes.
She's gonna hear it,
maybe, yeah.
But no, she, what are you going to do? Some people are,
accidents happen.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes common sense isn't as common as it should be.
Sometimes,
and it's not a bad thing.
No,
some people just don't.
My wife doesn't really have a whole bunch of common sense.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, it just slips.
She's really smart, but the common sense sometimes gets away from her, which isn't, you know, like Steve said, it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, no, shit happens. What are you gonna do?
But, yeah, so it was a nice weekend, you know, got together, had some drinks, you know, talked to people, ate some food, good food, nice Spanish rice my sister made. I thought that was fucking delicious.
I forgot to eat it. I got a little, the drink I made happened to hit a little hard.
Had us both fucked up.
And hard by the sense of it literally just tasted like juice.
Juice, yeah,
but
it tasted like Kool-Aid.
Telling you, I put a lot of vodka in
there. I watched them. And
I don't get it. We usually use Pinnacle.
Yep.
Which is probably our go-to.
It's a good vodka. It's the only vodka I don't wake up hungover off.
Yeah, no, it's great. I honestly had a slight headache when I woke up.
Yep.
And
that could
have
been from the sugar.
I'm thinking it was the sugar because I put a lot of juice in it too, which is weird that it only tasted like juice because I put... the regular Pinnacle, I probably put like, I don't even know.
You put the rest of that Tropical Punch in
tropical
there, right?
Punch, yeah. And
that
I
was
probably put
at least a quarter
of the Pinnacle. And then I put like at least a quarter of freaking Tito's in there too.
And then the rest of the blue carousel.
It was orange and I made it purple.
Shout out to the tipsy bartender.
Oh, I love that guy. We're going to have to tag him in here.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to tag him in here because it was honestly something that he made.
Yeah.
That gave us the idea to make this.
Yeah, it was fucking delicious. If you guys haven't seen his videos, go check
him
out.
Yeah, go check
him
out.
He makes some amazing drinks.
Yeah, that guy's honestly...
I don't know where he gets them. I don't know if he makes them up himself or if he gets them from fans, but he's entertaining too. He's fun to watch.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, he's unreal. Some of the stuff he makes too is like...
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's
you've
gotta,
seen
it
his jungle juices, right?
Yeah.
Four bottles of vodka, four bottles of tequila, four bottles of rum. Like, you're going to kill somebody, man.
That was one I would definitely, after you drink a cup of that, you better drink some water.
Yeah, at least a bottle.
Like, a gallon of water by the time you're done tonight. You like, I don't know how many water bottles it is. I can't do the math that fast, but I assume that's like eight.
There's 16, 32. Yeah, about eight.
About eight. All right. I'm doing that on my, based on my, my dieting and gym slight expertise. No, no, not an expertise at all. But what I remember from eight, that's a lot of water bottles. I drink that.
Yeah.
I could drink more than that in a day.
Oh yeah.
But that's
a lot of water.
It's crazy. Cause then when you put it in a gallon, it's like, so hard to drink. I think it's a mental thing. Because if you say, hey, I'm going to drink a gallon of water a day, and I give you a gallon jug,
you're not drinking
it. Most people are not finishing that jug.
I'll give you eight bottles of water, though.
Oh, I'll kill it.
Yeah.
I kill five at work. Oh. Like it's nothing. And then I fill up at my last store. They have a little water jug, and I fill up two jugs, and I usually finish that on the ride home. So I'm putting them about seven back just in my work day. So that's probably why I have to stop a million times.
Yeah, you were constantly stopping to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I always. Yeah, I don't. Either my kidneys are working great, or I should probably get my prostate checked.
The best one is the last one of the day when you come peeling into the parking lot.
Oh yeah, yep. Got to get to that freaking
right to the end of the building.
Yeah,
get in the corner.
Get in the corner. Little trees over there. Listen, you got to go when you got to go.
Oh yeah,
I believe in that. One guy. His name is David Cassidy. He taught me that. He listens to the podcast, so I'll shut him out a little bit. That's dad right there. He taught me if you have to go, you have to go. No matter what it is, one or two. It doesn't matter what number you got to go. If you got to go, you got to go. So bring toilet paper with you.
You can only hold it so long.
And you do what you got to do. And,
oh, yeah.
I've taken liberty of doing whatever I got to do if I got to do it. Usually it's only pee, though. Let's be real. I like to joke and say I shit on the side of the road all the time. It's not necessarily all the time. It's happened.
It's not a regular occurrence.
No, it's not.
Those are emergency situations, right?
Well, because, you know, 84, if you've ever been on 84, literally has two rest areas. They're about in the first 25 minutes.
Not even.
If that.
Yeah.
Yeah, on 84. Yep. So after that, you really get...
That's
the thing, though. I don't pull over, like, on the side of the road. I usually wait till there's, like, an area where there's a lot of dirt.
Yeah.
You can get in there.
At this point,
there's a lot of trees.
At this point, you've driven it so often, you know where those secret spots are. Those good spots.
Spots that where, you know, you pull the tractor trailer over, and no one's going to be like...
People are just going to think you've been sleeping there.
Why is this guy hanging in the road?
Yeah.
He shouldn't be there. You know, and it's honestly probably the quickest poops you ever pooped. But it's got to be like almost like diarrheous kind of thing. Like it's literally like one of those, oh my God, I can't wait. I got to go. Because usually the little pains or whatever, I can hold those.
Yeah, just clench.
Yeah,
clench those, go away.
Till
let a little fart out.
Yeah, because then when I get to my first stop, like when I go to New York, there's a whole area there. I could run right in the woods if I need to. There's like a whole spot I could just put, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, bear shit in the woods, so can I, right? That's how it works. That's how I believe in it. No, but yeah, just go when you got to go. You know, I believe in that because how do you hold it that long? Like, you know, like our boss, he said something that's actually really funny. He we're driving back in the truck. We just went to Penske.
Yep.
And it was me, two other drivers. And one of the drivers says, oh, I forgot my toilet paper in my tractor because his tractor was getting worked on and he wasn't sure if he was going to get it back. And our boss says, the hell do you need toilet paper for? Hmm. And he says, well, you know, sometimes you're on the road, you got an emergency, you got to go to the bathroom, you know, if you heard that was my son. But he says, you know, if you got to go to the bathroom, why can't you just go to a rest area? You know, why do you need toilet paper? That's what my boss says. Cause you know, the kid's like, listen, if you're an emergency, you gotta go.
You gotta go.
And he says that and he looks at him. He's like, how the hell do you wait till you get to a rest area? If you gotta go on the side of the road, you gotta go.
Oh yeah. Like, sometimes it's you can't hold it.
Yeah. You gotta go. He says, no. You gotta wait till you get to a rest area. So in my head, like I wanted to say it out loud. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, but I wanted to be like, bro, you can't even control your farts sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Let alone how you're waiting to get to the bathroom. And you're inside a warehouse, and I'm pretty sure he's had to leave.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times to...
Dude, he stunk out a whole bunch of trailers.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, and they sound loose. Metamucil. They sound bad. Yeah. Well, he's an older guy.
Yeah,
so, you know.
It happens.
But,
yeah. Yeah, you know, fucking... Hey, listen. Moral of the story? You gotta go. You gotta go. Don't hold it. You fuck up your insides. You hold it too much, people.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, that's it's interesting to know. I've actually only gone once on the side of the road, and that was literally an emergency.
Yeah,
I was broke down. I had no choice.
Yep.
But yeah, we got
Why don't you tell them about the stuff we got coming out that we're gonna get made and everything?
Oh yeah,
and I'll be right back in a minute.
All right.
I'm just going to go check on my son real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Go make sure he's good. All right, people. So we talked about it in the past, but we got some merchandise coming out. We got some shirts, Two Beards and a Mic podcast shirts, you know, running all sizes, small to 3X. You know, it's one of those things. We got, you know, small to large, you know, probably about $20 for those. And then, you know, anything above that, it's 23. We're actually working with one of our buddy's wives. She's out of work right now. So we're actually trying to help support her. She's doing this for us. So it's one of those things, you know, we're trying to help her out. She's helping us out. But we're looking to, you know, sell some shirts, get the name out there. We're also, some of the proceeds from the shirts, $5 from every shirt we sell is going to be going towards a COVID relief fund. You know, we have dealt with this. You know, we people have dealt with this that I personally know. So we're just trying to raise some money. You know, do anything we can to help kind of combat this virus. You know, raise money. Get it out there that, you know, it should be taken seriously. I know most of you probably are, but there's a lot of people who still kind of poo-poo their noses at it as if it's just something that's going to come and go. But we just want to, you know, support the community, help support, you know, a friend of ours. We know we both personally know. But yeah, if you want to buy a shirt, you can either message us on Facebook or Instagram. You know, our Instagram is Two Beards and a Mic. Facebook, Two Beards and a Mic. You can find us there, or you can email us. You know, it's Two Beards and a Mic at gmail.com. So, excuse me. Yeah, if, you know, you guys have anything, or even if you have any questions about, you know, questions or topics you want to hear, reach out to us. But we appreciate the listens, we appreciate the support, and it won't be so long before you hear us again. Thank you, guys.